Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. The Philadelphia Fire Department is reopening four of the seven engine companies that were decommissioned nearly 11 years ago during the recession. KYW's John McTevitt reports all four companies will be reopened by this Saturday at 8 a.m.
They are Engine 1 at Broad and Fitzwater in South Philly, Engine 14 at Folk Rod and Dara in Frankfurt, Engine 39 at Ridge and Cinnaminson in Roxborough, and Engine 8 at 4th and Arch in Old City, which will be the first one back. That one reopens this afternoon. Fire Commissioner Adam Thiel says it's been a team effort from the city and FEMA, and these engines will have a major impact on response times.
We got a federal grant for about half the cost over 3 years, and then the city funds are being used to cover the balance.
The public's invited to welcoming back ceremonies. More information at kywnewsradio.com. A pair of Philadelphia police officers has been charged with tampering with evidence after prosecutors say they lied to authorities in different incidents. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Officer Charles Myers worked for the FBI Narcotics Task Force and has now been charged with perjury, tampering with evidence, and related offenses. Authorities say the 47-year-old cop lied during a suppression hearing, saying that a man got into a car when video, they say, shows he didn't. In a separate incident, Detective Nathaniel Williams, who most recently worked for the homicide unit, has been charged with tampering with evidence. He's accused of using a law enforcement database to look up a woman his cousin wanted to date.
That cousin, Edward Williams, is a SEPTA employee and has also been charged. Delaware County residents packed a community meeting in Norwood last night where EPA officials addressed concerns that an abandoned landfill could be linked to what they call a cluster of cancer and MS illnesses in the area. EPA site manager Joseph Vitello says they tested soil and water in the area and found no environmental health risk to the community.
We're working to establish whether or not there is an environmental component to this, and just simply right now, the data doesn't support it.
Residents who stood up to share their stories are calling foul.
To hear that there's no correlation here, I can't buy that. There's something here that is causing us to be sick.
The preliminary test results did not include the dump, but EPA officials say they plan to test that soil in early 2020. Well, Philadelphia City Council has come to an agreement on how to phase out the controversial 10-year real estate tax abatement. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the plan is in a bill that would reduce the abatement on residential construction in increments until it's zeroed out by 2030.
The abatement is credited with the building boom in Philadelphia, but was hated by many longtime residents who were not eligible for it. This is the third bill modifying the abatement to be introduced this term, but this one is co-sponsored by every member of council, including the sponsors of the other bills, such as Alan Dom.
There's the side that wants it eliminated and the side that wants it to be kept intact. And, you know, governing is trying to find that middle ground that works for everybody.
The phase-out is projected to generate up to $300 million in revenue over the next 10 years. That'll be offset by a companion bill that extends the homestead exemption. A Camden woman who concedes she stabbed her twin sister to death this summer has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for manslaughter. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports 27-year-old Amanda Ramirez admitted to being drunk at the time.
Family members pleaded for mercy, and Judge Edward McBride agreed Amanda was not likely to reoffend, but there were conflicting stories initially about what happened. Defense lawyer Jordan Zeitz.
Amanda had acknowledged she's serving effectively a life sentence for what she already did. So this sentence was really paling in comparison to what she's already been serving and what she's going to continue to serve for the rest of her life.
Given time served, Ramirez could be released in about 4.5 years. The SEPTA board has picked its new general manager. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, PennDOT Secretary Leslie Richards will take over as GM in January.
Richards, a one-time SEPTA board member and former Montgomery County Commissioner, says she'll bring a planner's eyes to the general manager's job. It's a job she didn't consider until recently.
I'll be honest, I never thought that I would be running SEPTA.
She says she wants to increase diversity at SEPTA and improve reliability in the system, which moves 1 million people a day.
The three-year contract, unanimously approved by the SEPTA board, will pay Richards $330,000 a year. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.